a modern podcast where Chris and Mike talk about TV, movies, superheroes, and everything in between. It's time for Superhero Slate.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Superhero Slate, the show where we run down the latest superhero entertainment news.
We love TV, movies, and superheroes, so let's talk it all out.
My name is Chris Dillard.
And my name is Mike Royer.
And this week's show is A Calm Before a Storm.
Ooh.
We're going to talk about that new image of the Joker, Spider-Man's cartoon movie, the trailer where life finds a way, and tons more.
Oh, man. You put me in stitches over here.
Oh, my gosh. I should be a surgeon.
So, man, you sound a little worn out over there.
I am. I just got back from a four-day excursion in Chicago for the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, otherwise known as C2E2.
Yeah, that's like the biggest comic book convention out in the Midwest for sure.
Yeah, the same weekend was Wizard World in Las Vegas, and we got Stan Lee, so I think we win.
Yeah, I mean, this is like the convention season is totally kicked off for sure. I mean, WonderCon was a couple weeks ago, but, you know, that kind of kicked things off. But now everything's in full gear.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this is when you want to be. Like, they announced the Dark Knight, the Frank Miller, the next Dark Knight in his trilogy
at C2E2.
So, like, all the big stuff's coming out right now. But I went for Comic UI, and we walked our butts off and talked our butts off, and I'm ready to do it some more. So let's do this.
All right.
So this bit of news, I saw in passing, thought it was a joke, and then you sent me the picture. tell us what am I talking about here, Mike?
All right. Well, this is the official first look at the Joker in the Suicide Squad. It is Jared Leto finally not in these grainy pictures or pictures of a picture of a camera. This is finally the official release. We get to see him in his full, I guess, garb, lack of garb, however you're going to say it. When I sent you it, I intentionally didn't tell you what I thought about it. I wanted to save it for the show. So I've been seeing very, very, very intense opinions on this Joker. So I want to hear what you have to say about it.
All right. So I've been kind of gathering my opinions on this all weekend because people on the show floor were talking and I was listening and kind of making up my mind as I go here. And to kind of do that is just to say that DC hasn't figured their shit out yet. Is the nicest way to put it. I'm looking at the image right now. I don't know where they're pulling inspiration from for this Joker, and I don't know what's going on. I honestly can't figure it out. There's tattoos. Why would the Joker have tattoos of his own signature smile and his laughter on him? Someone with me mentioned he looks more like a Joker goon than the actual Joker. The only thing I can notice that could possibly be a hint is on his bicep underneath the teeth there. It looks like a bird's wing, like a robin.
Yeah, I could see that.
Maybe alluding to when he killed Jason Todd. But other than that, this makes the twist in Iron Man 3 with the Mandarin look pretty sane.
So it sounds like overall you are not a fan, is what I'm getting from here.
I can't fathom what who approved this and on what day it was. and it just feels like DC doesn't know how to make their movies yet.
All right. Okay. So when I first saw it, I think, like everyone else, the first thing I noticed was the tattoos. Now, I didn't really know how to take the tattoos when I first saw the pictures, but the first thing I thought was, I mean, how often is Jared Leto going to be shirtless in this movie? I mean, I would imagine him most of the time being in some sort of clothing, some sort of suit or something like that. And I believe there's a little image of a picture of a camera out there that shows him possibly in a
there's actually a couple,
white suit.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that actually like corroborate off each other that show him in a white suit, like from the cartoon show. So that's what we were fully expecting. So yeah, sorry to cut you off there, but
yeah, no, that's totally fine. So basically, I'm looking at this from the point of not seeing the tattoos, because more than likely they'll be covered, except for that stupid one that's on his forehead. That's the one that really, really gets me, the one that says damaged across the forehead. I think it's a really, really bad placement. I mean, why on earth would you put a tattoo right on your main actor's forehead where everyone's going to be looking at it every single time they see his face? So I don't think that one should be there. I think that's the thing that bothers me the most. But overall, I think if you take a look at this Joker, put him in some clothes, I think he pretty much looks like a version of the Joker. I don't think it's too drastic. I think maybe this particular photo that they chose to release maybe wasn't the best one in the line. I'm sure they had other ones that maybe been a little bit more sanitary. But I think once he's in a suit, I think everyone will calm down for sure. I saw a lot of people tweeting saying, okay, let's not jump to conclusions on the first image we've seen of a character, because the last time that happened, it was Quicksilver in Days of Future Past. And we all saw Quicksilver in Days of Future Past in the trailers, and we thought he looked like a goon. He looked silly, especially on those magazine covers. So I'm definitely reserving most of the judgment until I see him in a typical Joker suit. But overall, I don't think anything is too drastic here, except for the tattoo on his forehead.
I want to cut you off on 2 points here with my thoughts here. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's the main actor in this movie.
Okay.
I think out of Suicide Squad, he will be maybe in there 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I think the focus is actually going to be on the other people, and they may refer to him kind of like a Hannibal Lecter kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
To help them with like their missions, because, and secondly, his teeth. I can't get over the metal teeth. The Joker is known for his smile, and now it's metal. And I think if this exists in the same universe as Batman v Superman, this is going to take place. Like, the Batman's old, right? He's kind of retired. That's the vibe we're getting. I think Batman beat his teeth out of him and it drove him crazy, and he's been in like a prison ever since.
I mean, I could see that, and
he got the tattoos from prison.
And that actually sounds pretty brutal to me. You know, the way I look at it is, like, Warner Brothers can't just copy, you know, Marvel Studios. You know, they could have done the typical, you know, let's make a couple origin stories and let's roll them over into like an Avengers type movie and elaborate on that. You know, they're going in this totally different direction. And I guess if they're going to approach it from a totally different direction, you might as well bring a totally different tone. This seems like really crazy. I think, I don't remember who said it. It may have been you. Someone said their Hot Topic's going to have a field day with this one.
I didn't say that. No.
Okay. I don't, whoever said that, it was perfect because this totally looks like straight out of Hot Topic. But, you know, I think this is going to be a really weird, maybe brutal vibe. You know, everyone's saying that this Warner Brothers DC universe is going to be very dark. So this kind of fits with the kind of psychotic tone that they're going for.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a step back and kind of point out something this picture does do right in my book.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say I hate it, but I worry that they've not established the Joker in this new universe yet, and then if this is the first one we get, we're gonna be a little hesitant. But mm-hmm. some things I did get right: the hair is green.
Yeah,
and
that
is a great shade of green for the Joker. Like, it's not like, oh, like Heath Ledger's was kind of like a wet kind of green. Like, he dipped his hair in like green paint and just mixed it together. This is like his hair is green, and the pale white skin.
Mm-hmm. Well, he definitely overall looks very, very insane, and that's something that the movies have tried to cover, but they've kind of toned it down a little bit. Even Heath Ledger's Joker had some sort of rationale to him for the most part, and he kind of got a crazy laugh going. But I mean, in the comic book, sometimes the Joker can just get literally insane, overall psychotic. So I think this matches that tone really well.
Yeah, it's gonna be something no one's expecting.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, but I have a feeling once we see him in a trailer, we'll have more to talk about. That's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. And like I said, they're filming the movie. I expect to see more, but for a first official image, like you said, there's probably better ones they could have done.
But they definitely got people talking about it, that's for sure.
And that's the goal. If they want to get people talking, they have done their job.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, let us know what you guys think of the Joker. in Suicide Squad. Good, bad, hate it, love it. You can tweet at us at Superhero Slate, right? We have Twitter
now.
Yeah,
yeah, we got it. That's true.
At Superhero Slate, or write to us at superheroslate@gmail.com. We want to know. We're going to read your opinions next week.
You know, gosh darn, there are so many different ways to contact us. You could just swing a stick in a room and you'd find a way to contact us.
Yeah, but don't hurt yourself. I don't want that on my conscience when I'm sleeping the night in my own bed. Thank God. No. Sorry. Also, some bit of news of Suicide Squad while we're on it. Mm-hmm. Unless you had something else you want to add about the Joker.
No, I think we've covered him from a green head to whatever feet
to white torso.
Yeah, whatever he's going on down there.
The rapper Common has been cast in the film in an unknown role.
Oh, so this was an interesting note. I was looking here at our notes, and you say Common cast in the film, and I was like, "Well, what you mean? What's common between the films?"
Yeah. The cast is very common in this film.
Okay.
If we're gonna go like you know the collectible route, they should have uncommon cast people.
Oh, jeez.
But my guess is Bronze Tiger. He looks very much like Bronze Tiger from Arrow,
mm-hmm.
and Bronze Tiger was a Suicide Squad member in Arrow, correct?
Yeah.
And I believe I called him Black Wolverine, because he's got the same leather jacket and he's got these metal claws he holds between his hands that look like Wolverine's claws.
Mm-hmm.
So, some other news reports are saying I think it's Black Manta, the Aquaman villain,
mm-hmm.
Could also be him as well. So. Common's in the film. Who he is, we don't know. Do you have any speculation, Mike?
Man, I don't know. We have heroes and villains being thrown all around in the Suicide Squad, Squad movie, plus rolling over in the Batman Superman. I can't make sense of it.
Yeah, it's a lot going on. So, yep, there's that. On to some more stuff. Constantine, have you been watching that?
No, I haven't. I saw the premiere at Comic-Con last year, but from there I didn't pick up on it. I didn't think the pilot was too strong, but from what I've been seeing, it seems like it has some pretty strong fans.
Yeah, it's got a pretty passionate fan base. Even I've seen some people on social media that I am just casual friends with talk great things about the show. And the problem with the pilot compared to the second episode is the main chick in the pilot was recast for the rest of the season. Like they put a whole new character in that. Her position.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they kicked her out and replaced her with someone else from the comic books, Hellblazer. So it was like she was in there for the pilot, and that was it. So there's 10 episodes. They're all on NBC right now for free as of this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a chance, watch them this week. NBC's deciding if they're going to renew the show or not.
I'm guessing this is an attempt to see, you know, if they, what kind of bait they can catch. Or what they can catch on their hook with this kind of bait, you know, if they can get a lot of people interested in it, you know, they'll probably consider renewing it maybe.
Yeah, I've not watched it, and like I said, it's only 10 episodes, so I may have some daytime watching while I'm at work this week.
Uh-huh.
On that. I mean, it's free, and it's just on NBC, so
yeah,
I'll check it out.
Yeah, well, I guess if you really like Constantine out there, you got to let your friends and family and social media know. Go yeah. Tell them to watch him on NBC, and that's probably going to be the best chance for the show.
Yeah, you should mail NBC some pentagrams or something, like, you know, one of those mailing campaigns that shows do. I don't really know what you'd mail them from Constantine.
I think anything.
Cigarettes? Maybe cigarettes?
Let them smoke on the show, damn it.
Yeah, right? So, I don't know. So, it's on there. We'll check it out, definitely, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just going to jump right into the next thing. Age of Ultron.
Oh, it's so close, man.
It's so close. It's premiered in almost every other territory but America.
Yeah, we've been
at this point.
We've been talking at length about how we've been trying to avoid spoilers, and yeah. it has been a job. I have had to unfollow every single comic book resource on Facebook. I had to basically shut everything down. I've had to like stop following like certain friends that won't stop talking about it. I've had like a whole blackout. You know, I've had some people tell me that there's actually some Chrome extensions out there that'll filter like everything that you see on the net with like a couple of keywords. I should probably look into that maybe next time, and I won't have to go to so much work. But so far, it's gone pretty well.
Yeah, I think we actually talked more about avoiding spoilers than if we would wanted to talk about the actual spoilers themselves.
Yeah.
Which is funny. But just some stats. It opened at $200 million internationally this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Which puts it on par to maybe make it to that $2 billion mark this summer and beat Avatar.
I think it has a chance.
That's high expectations, but I mean, it's the Avengers, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it this way, I mean, if you think of Age of Ultron more as a sequel, not so much as an addition to this universe or this franchise that they've started, sequels typically make more money, especially summer blockbuster sequels. So, I mean, this is basically the mother of all sequels. It's the sequel to one of the best summer blockbusters ever created. And I think it's going to be huge. I mean, I'm obviously we're looking forward to the movie. We've talked about it at length how much we want to see this movie, but I think it definitely is going to break that record. I mean, if Fast and the Furious 7 can reach that, what was it, 1 billion?
It dethroned Frozen this week. It's actually like the number 5 movie internationally ever.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, it's like, okay, people. I know some people really liked Furious 7. And I get it that in some contexts it can be entertaining, but I wasn't really a huge fan of the film. It was all right. I wouldn't consider it a waste of money, but I think I would have rather have waited for it to come to like home video. But if the Furious 7 can hit that billion, Age of Ultron is going to destroy the box office.
Yeah, well, a fun fact is Avengers sits at number 3 ever mm-hmm. for money. Box office. The two above it are Avatar and Titanic.
Yeah.
Which neither have sequels.
Mm-hmm.
So this will be the first, you know, big movie to have a sequel. And if it goes over it, I mean, that'll be awesome. That'll be record breaking in its own right. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, we've been doing a good job of avoiding any like official reviews. You talked to me, with much disdain about, what was lifted last week?
The embargoes on reviews.
Yeah, embargo. That's the word I was looking for. So that was lifted, and I've been able to avoid anything official. But we've gotten a little tidbits from people that we know personally and what they've thought of the film. So it seems to be shipping up pretty good. Not too many details from the person that I know that saw it overseas. He basically just said that it was good. He said it was good, just like all the other Marvel movies, and you need to go see it. So I expected that, so that's good news.
Yeah, so I want to preface this with saying, you know, cams are going to leak out there. International movie comes out early, cams are going to be available the week before the movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say don't watch them.
Oh,
spare yourself the trouble. You're going to want to see this on the screen and experience the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Who would want to watch a cam in this movie? I can't fathom it.
I mean, just to say you saw it early, I mean, that's one thing. And not to knock this, because it's sitting under, like, my brother downloaded a cam. And,
oh, and, your and, brother.
And he watched it, and he gives it a 4.7 out of 5 stars.
I have a feeling it would have been 5 out of 5 if he wasn't watching a grainy cam of it.
yeah, and his birthday is coming up, so I told him I was going to take him out for his birthday to watch it in IMAX to make up for that.
Watch the proper way.
Yeah, but I mean, if he says it's good, I trust him. Me and him watched Earth's Mightiest Heroes, the TV show, together.
Uh-huh.
When it was airing, so like I trust his knowledge and experience on this.
Is he a comic book fan, or could he just literally not wait to watch it? Or
I wouldn't say he's a comic book fan. I think it's just one of those. It was there, and when it's there, people who want to see it, but will click on it and download it.
Yeah, he had no self control.
Yeah,
that's not good. Keep him away from drugs.
Yeah. So we'll definitely avoid cams is the lesson learned here.
Mm-hmm.
And we will have an actual extra podcast episode next week dedicated to Age of Ultron with spoilers.
Yeah, we'll go over it in length. So I think the best thing that anyone out there can do is see if your local theater has any tickets left for Friday at midnight or Thursday.
Mine's Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that's the earliest I could find it. But and I don't think it's sold. There's still tickets left for that.
Yeah, you just need to see this as soon as possible to avoid these spoilers.
When are you seeing it again, Mike?
Thursday? I'm seeing it on Thursday, but it will be Pacific time, so you'll probably be getting out of the movie just as I go into it.
You're going at 7 Pacific?
No, 8:30, because I decided to see it in IMAX 3D.
Oh, of course.
The only thing I've actually heard from the movie is, like, some people have saying the 3D may or may not be good, but from I know experience, when it comes to theaters, the 3D experience really comes down to if the theater's doing it right. So I have a feeling a lot of these initial reports might be from people that are going to theaters that just do not know how to properly project a 3D movie. So I don't think there's really much merit to whether the 3D is good on the film or not.
Yeah. So we'll let you know next week.
Yeah. But we're excited, obviously.
Yeah. So speaking of Avengers, there's a rumor of the new Spider-Man reboot title.
Yeah. What's the title, buddy?
Spider-Man: The New Avenger.
Well, that's not bad. I mean, we had Captain America: The First Avenger, so Spider-Man: The New Avenger, you know, that actually seems that seems good. I think most people were assuming it was going to be the Spectacular Spider-Man, just because, well, they used Amazing Spider-Man, so what's the next one? I kind of like this.
Yeah, well, I think it's something that Marvel's done. If the movie's been released before, it has a subtitle. Mm-hmm. Other than the Iron Man. Iron Man's excluded. Because that was done before they had these subtitle films.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go, if I say Age of Ultron, which film series am I talking about?
Avengers.
If I said Ragnarok, which movie series am I talking about?
Thor.
Exactly. So if it has a sequel, it has a subtitle.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2 may be another exception, but we don't know what that's going to be just yet.
Yeah.
But I think Spider-Man, just saying, if I said, oh, we're going to watch the new Avenger, oh, Spider-Man, that just rolls off the tongue.
And it's totally perfect, because it is literally adding a new Avenger, so it totally makes sense. And I think most of the history of the Avengers, in whatever incarnation you watch them in, Spider-Man is usually an addition to the team. The Avengers have been around, and then they always add Spider-Man, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually think I bought the most recent it's called the New Avengers book, and it's where they actually added Spider-Man and Wolverine for, like, the first time ever recently. So I actually bought it this weekend, so that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of Spider-Man, an animated movie is coming out in 2018.
Oh, man, that came out of left field. I still don't really know how to process this. I haven't thought about it too much. I mean, this is opening a whole new cinematic door for Marvel.
Funny story, this is from Sony, not Marvel.
Uh-huh.
It does not exist in the Marvel universe.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out the year after the new Avenger will come out.
So what are we supposed to think? This is so confusing.
It is very confusing. We have the directors, Phil Lord and Chris Miller.
Oh, so hot right now.
They are so hot right now. if you name something animated, they're probably in it.
Yeah, I mean, these two guys are great, so this is one thing that actually makes me a little excited about it, is seeing that they're attached to it for sure.
Yeah, Sony actually did a really good job with Spectacular Spider-Man, the cartoon, and people, you know, still talk about the show. They still rave about Spectacular Spider-Man, the cartoon.
Uh-huh.
And so that, I think that's a good sign that Sony knows how to handle animated Spider-Man.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, how about we hop onto the speculation train? What do we think is going to come from this? I mean, no one makes a Superman or a superhero movie or without starting a franchise. So is Sony considering launching their own animated franchise universe? What's going on here?
You know what? I would think so, yes. Depending on how well this does. Animation, I think this might be part of the Marvel-Sony deal.
Mm-hmm.
That they get the animation rights to do stuff, because right now we have Ultimate Spider-Man on Disney XD as a TV show. We're gonna have another Spider-Man live action movie, and then we're gonna have this Spider-Man animated movie. They're all gonna exist separately. So I think they're gonna try to take an animated approach and tell the kind of stories that they want to tell that they can't really do in live action.
Mm-hmm. Now it also makes me think, if this is going to be animated, I think it would be kind of weird if it ended up being PG-13. That seems kind of out of the wheelhouse of maybe the audience that they would be gunning for. I mean, why would you make an animated movie which would basically compete directly with the audience for a live-action Spider-Man. So it seems like maybe they're going to go with more lighthearted stories, maybe for a younger crowd. But then at the same time, that doesn't really make any sense, because it's just like, well, why don't you just make it a TV show? I mean, they already have Spider-Man TV shows. I just don't understand what they're doing here. Like, honestly, I'm almost expecting in a year's time that they're going to say the project's canceled, because it just seems so bizarre to me.
Yeah, it's definitely it doesn't have a place. It doesn't seem like the step in the right direction like you're talking about.
Uh-huh.
And I agree with that. However, maybe it'll give a chance for lesser known Spider-Man villains and stories to come up.
Uh-huh.
I don't expect to see Venom and Carnage in Marvel's universe
mm-hmm.
as much as I would love to. We may get, you know, a Maximum Carnage movie.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that could be an upside, because, you know, that's the whole point when it comes down to any sort of animation, is you should make sure you're doing things that you couldn't do with live action. So, you know, bringing in characters that would never really truly translate to a live action screen. But at the same time, that means we're going to be expecting a lot from this movie, just a lot going on. So are they going to be able to bring in more characters? You know, I wonder how the rights for the characters work when it comes to an animated movie. I mean, if Marvel and Sony are kind of buddy-buddy now, are we going to be able to see an animated Captain America pop in and help Spider-Man in this movie? I would think maybe. I would hope that's a possibility. I think that would be kind of cool.
See, I'm going to go in the opposite direction and say no. Because they have the Captain America, the TV shows that they're investing so much time in, and they're going to be creating another animated series that ties in with the cinematic universe.
See, and that just seems like really, really confusing. So, you know, we have these animated properties on television, we have the live action movies. It seems like they're trying to capture this wedge in the middle that doesn't need to be captured. It just seems really... I just don't know what to think. I mean, I think, honestly, I'm going to be on the fence about this until I see a trailer, which is going to be a long ways away. It's going to be at least 2 more years until we see any sort of footage. So right now, I'm not excited.
I'm going to go the other way and say, because of the people attached, I am excited. And simply because Sony's animated Spider-Man in the past has been good, Phil Lord and Chris Miller have proved they can do this. They may be taking a lot on themselves. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like, who did the Star Trek? Orci and what was the other guy's name? Kurtzman?
Mm-hmm.
They took on so many projects that they just like, we're not going to work together anymore. So mm-hmm. I hope that's not the fact, but if they do it, I think they'll do it right. So I'm gonna lean the other way on that chair.
I'm nervous.
You're always nervous. That just might be dinner not sitting well with you.
Well, I haven't eaten dinner yet. Maybe that's why I'm nervous, because I haven't had it yet.
That's probably it. So let's pick this pace up a little bit.
All right, let's do it.
We're going to jump into Civil War coming out next year.
Yeah, less than a year away.
Civil War is, you know, Captain America 3. So, again, the subtitle game. We reported earlier that one of the characters would be Baron Zemo.
Mm-hmm.
And, however... we didn't know if it was Helmet Zero or Heinrich Zero, and Heinrich, I believe, was the one from World War II that Captain America fought,
mm-hmm.
and his son Helmet is who Captain America fights now. Mm-hmm. So we didn't know which one it was going to be. It was on an older podcast. However, we have confirmation that Daniel Brühl will play Baron Helmet Zero in Civil War.
Yeah, well, I mean, it makes sense, you know. It would be kind of weird to bring an older dude from World War II back into the future. They'd have to find a way to say he hasn't aged and he's still strong like a bull. So it makes sense that, you know, it's his son. He'll have revenge on his brain for sure.
Well, we've never seen him in the movie, so revenge may be outright. We don't know if mm-hmm. that's a thing. Because at the same time, at the end of The Winter Soldier, we had Baron Strucker.
Mm-hmm.
He's a World War II villain of Captain America's as well. So we could have seen either one, I think, and they wouldn't have had to explain why he was there.
Well, either way, there's a Baron out there, and he's mad about something.
And he likes to wear purple.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Captain America is going to get the chance to punch him in the face, so I think that's all we're looking forward to.
If Captain America can punch Hitler in the face, he can punch whoever he wants in the face.
Yeah, damn straight.
Damn straight. So we're going to jump back into TV land with S.H.I.E.L.D., Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Mm-hmm.
Spinoff. We're getting more information, possibly rumors here,
mm-hmm.
that the S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff show will focus on Mockingbird, Bobby Morse, and Lance Hunter from the current show. I don't know if I want to take this as a fact. I'm going to block it if there's a rumor. I don't think they know what they're doing with the show.
Yeah, because, I mean, it does sound pretty contradictory from what we heard last time. Last time we heard about this S.H.I.E.L.D. spinoff, they said in the release, or I don't know who was talking about it, but they said that this wasn't going to be a spinoff where with characters that we know. They said that they weren't going to be doing what the CW is doing, where the CW typically introduces the character in an existing show and then they spin it off into its own show, which seems like this is exactly what they're talking about. They're going to take two characters that are already in the show and give them their own show. I don't know what's going on here. Do you think these two characters are strong enough on their own?
I honestly do. Mm-hmm. Actually, of the newer characters introduced in season two, they're probably the most rich, enriched backgrounds of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Any S.H.I.E.L.D. Lance Hunter's in is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby Morse is probably one of the most kick-ass women in there. I could see her translating to film pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, saying she's a poor man's Black Widow.
Yeah.
But, no, I think they could. However, I think this show, all we're going to hear of is rumors.
Uh-huh.
For a very long time, until they actually give us something to chew on.
Yeah, that's for sure. So I believe it seems like this show, if it goes into development, it seems like we probably won't see it until next year, maybe early next year.
Yeah, I would definitely think so. I wouldn't even think it's next year. I even think it's like, I honestly feel it's going to be like an Agent Carter fill-in mm-hmm. series, like an 8 episodes. To make sure that we don't go without Marvel any month of the year.
Yeah, if we don't get our fix, we start to get angry.
Yeah, we start to get, like, pissy and then make fun of the Joker's look.
Yeah, and you wouldn't like us when we're angry.
No, we're kind of grumpy.
Yeah.
But anyway. So, yeah, that's it. If it's Mockingbird, Lance Hunter, I'd be okay. If it's not, then so be it.
How many episodes are left in the season?
I believe 4.
4? All right, well, that means...
Because starting this week, they tie in with Age of Ultron.
Oh, okay. Man, I need to catch up then for sure. I think I'm like 4 episodes behind.
And the finale is a 2-hour finale.
Oh, man, there's so much content out there to watch, whether it's TV or movies. There's just not enough hours in the day.
Yeah, it's so true.
I need a clone that can like sync up with me at the end of the night. He can watch the other stuff that I'm not watching, and then we can just chill, sit down, get some coffee, and then he can tell me what I missed.
You need some TiVo, is what you need. Like some automated TiVo. So, yeah, that's what's going on with that. So, speaking of new TV shows from Marvel, Daredevil has been renewed for season 2.
Yeah, which is awesome. I think we all kind of expected it with how strong the first season was.
It's definitely true. Definitely, we all expected it. The reception has been so positive. Mm-hmm. So positive. Everyone's said they've watched it. Well, the funny thing is, everyone says they've watched it, but they're like not seen the last 2 or 3 episodes, which I think is funny.
Yeah, what are you people doing?
Like, I've seen the first 9 episodes. I'm like, yeah, that's probably because that's where it starts to lose a little steam, as mm-hmm. we talked about. But, funny story about Daredevil. It comes out in 2016, about a year to the point from when this season came out.
Yeah, and that's probably the biggest news of this announcement. We definitely did not expect that to be coming so soon. We were all expecting the schedule of 2 shows every year until The Defenders. We weren't expecting to see Daredevil again before The Defenders.
Yeah, so that kind of gives us an idea of what's going on here. That we have Daredevil, then Jessica Jones, then I think we're going to get Luke Cage, then Daredevil again, then Iron Fist near the Doctor Strange era,
mm-hmm.
and then Defenders will be around near Infinity War. Or not mm-hmm. Infinity War, I guess that's Black Panther's year. I can't even think of what that is. Oh, Guardians. Guardians 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Leading them up to give us time for them to appear in Infinity War Part 2.
Yeah, well, I mean, I can't complain because I definitely want more Daredevil, and if I don't have to wait, you know, a year in between, that's awesome. It just kind of throws what word am I looking for? I can't think straight when I'm thinking about Daredevil. It's just too good.
Just close your eyes, man.
That's the only way to concentrate.
Be the Daredevil.
I remember one thing I was going to say. You know, we were talking that the show got such a good response. Some intellectual types that that review pop culture over at NPR weren't the biggest fans of the show, but they definitely pointed out that they were not in the norm. But some of them hadn't finished the season yet either. So I don't know what's going on. You people need to stick with the show if you're not liking it. It's so good.
Yeah, I mean, it's only 13 episodes for a whole season. It's not like we're asking you to watch, you know, like binge watch How I Met Your Mother or something.
Yeah, I mean, this is definitely a show that we're not going to have to defend, that's for sure. So it's getting the second season. We definitely didn't need to throw up our arms and ask for it.
Yeah. Another note to add, Stephen S. DeKnight, the showrunner, is actually not returning for season two due to previous engagements with other projects.
Oh, man.
But the two executive producers, I don't know the names off the top of my head, who worked very closely with DeKnight and even before that, Drew Goddard, they are taking over.
Huh.
So it'll be the same kind of team, but for those who are a fan of DeKnight, just know he won't be returning. And it's not because he didn't want to. It's because he's got other projects. And this Marvel's announcement that the turnaround is going to be so quick, I'm sure it caught everyone off guard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. And it's great to see Marvel so flexible.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do these four then Defenders. But they're like, nah, we got something good. Let's give them more of what they want.
It's a finely tuned machine they got over there. That's for sure.
That it is. So we're going to jump over to Fox's neck of the woods, since we've covered Sony and DC and some other stuff. So Apocalypse next year as well. The guy who was playing Apocalypse, Oscar Isaac, was doing an interview for his new movie about the dancing robots or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the horsemen are going to be in the film. All four horsemen of the Apocalypse will be in the film. But he didn't say who they were going to be, which is kind of sad. But filming begins April 27th, which is, guess what?
That is tomorrow.
Technically today for listeners.
Yeah, the day that you're listening to this, filming is beginning. So get those camera phones out, get those telephoto really, really long lenses, and find out where they're shooting, and get us some pictures.
That's right. Make sure you blur them out real good, too, so we can make out really what's going on.
Yeah, and so we can speculate about them for hours.
Yeah, so production's beginning. That means we're going to see photos. Get excited for that. We'll probably see I bet we're going to see Apocalypse and the big three mutants, Cyclops, Storm, and Jean Grey pictures pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Also from Fox, Reed Richards' powers have been kind of given a little bit of a new description in a press release from Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you read, we had the new trailer last week, we talked about it, right?
Uh-huh.
But the website now says that Reed Richards he can warp the space around him and appear to stretch his body into impossible forms and incredible lengths.
Hmm.
Had we not said warp the space around him, everything else checks out.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to make it maybe his body's not elastic, but he has some sort of control of the space around him to do this.
Yeah, I mean, has this ever been seen in the comics?
I have never heard of this before, and I just bought three Fantastic Four sets today, so never heard of that.
I mean, unless this pops up for like a second or two in like some offhand trade or something, I've definitely not heard of him having this power in any incarnation. And I'm actually curious, is this like the first time that a cinematic version of a hero has been just given a power he's never had before?
Yeah, I think it's more of a scientific way to explain how he can stretch his body rather than a new power. But yeah, it seems pretty out of the norm to just be like, well, this is why he does it. And we're going to make it seem like he has, like you said, another power that explains why he's stretchy.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, I guess if it's just a way to make a little bit more sense on why he can do it. But, I mean, if you got a guy that's made of rocks, that you don't really have to explain that much. So I guess we'll just have to see if this is actually legitimately a new power that's given to him. Hopefully they don't go too crazy with it because they're going to piss off some fans, that's for sure.
Yeah, if you head over to the Fantastic Four website, the rest of them sound pretty straightforward. And even that sounds okay because it includes that he can stretch. So, knock on wood, that we're good to go. So, yep. So we're going to jump off onto a Jurassic World trailer.
Yeah, that's probably one of the bigger pieces of news last week.
Yeah, so you saw it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of it?
I don't really know how to feel about it. I mean, we're kind of getting more of the same. Some people were kind of mad that they finally revealed the Indominus Rex. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because they've been doing a good job hiding it, and now we finally got basically full view of what this dinosaur is going to look like. So I don't know if that's going to be a big deal or not that they just revealed it. But it looks like a fun movie. That's the best way I can describe how these trailers are portraying it. I definitely don't think this is going to reach the same level of cultural phenomenon that the first Jurassic Park did. You know, I think that's on a whole other level of like kind of cinematic history. I think this is just going to end up being fun. I definitely think it's going to be better than Jurassic Park 3. I really like Jurassic Park 2 just because I think, you know, I was just at the right age when I saw it and I really liked dinosaurs at the time. So that holds like a special place in my heart. So I think this will be a decent addition, but I don't think anyone's going to think this is going to be the best thing Jurassic Park's made ever.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it comes out good because it's on my top five list of the year, and so far I'm one for one. Uh-huh. And we'll find out if I'm two for two next Thursday.
I think you're going to be two for two.
I think I'm going to be two for two. But for this, I think this trailer, if anything, it doesn't turn me off of the movie a little bit, but it kind of just like ruins the mysticism that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually looking into this earlier. The first Jurassic Park trailer did not show you any full body dinosaur images in any of the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
They just showed you eyes or claws or whatever. And in this one, you get everything. Like, this is like one of the few trailers where they overshare.
Yeah.
Everything. Like,
yeah, definitely overshared.
He's talking to the other dinosaurs and.
Yeah, well,
that water dinosaur jumps up and grabs a pterodactyl this time. It's the same shot. Like, I hope that's not a one trick pony, but like,
yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if you happened to catch Chris Pratt's AMA late last week on Reddit, but he brought up a point that I didn't think about the movie. You know, someone asked him about, you know, if this movie was going to hold up and be a good addition to the franchise. And obviously, you know that the main actor in the movie is going to say it's good. But he brought up a good point where he says this movie kind of deals with what's it like in a world where there's already been Jurassic Parks and everyone knows that dinosaurs are back. And basically, dinosaurs aren't as special as they used to be. You know, now you can actually go to an open park Jurassic World and you can see these dinosaurs and it's just not as special anymore. You can go and see them just like you would at a zoo. So I think that'll be kind of cool. You know, what happens when you basically start underestimating these dinosaurs. So I think it's going to be fun for sure. I think Chris Pratt is going to say some funny things. I'm worried that maybe some of it might seem out of place. But I think overall it's going to be a fun ride. I don't think anyone's going to expect this to win an Oscar, but obviously no one expects any summer blockbuster to win an Oscar, but it'll be fun. That's for sure. I don't think I'm going to leave mad. I'm going to have a good time.
Yeah, I think so too. This is just a bad trailer form. So, mm-hmm. If you want to watch the trailer, the link's in our show notes. If not, I would recommend not watching it. Go in a little colder,
mm-hmm.
and you'll have a great time. So that's what I want you to walk away from with that piece of information.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna go into Star Trek 3. How do you feel about Star Trek movies? I know your wife's a big Star Trek fan.
Yeah, well, she is definitely a fan of the older show. She has a crush on William Shatner. I don't know why she still has a crush on him now. He kind of seems like an old, wrinkly man. I'm sure he's still a cool dude. But I will agree, he was a pretty striking man back in the day. But, you know, I was a fan of these reboot movies. The first one was really, really good. The second one, people had issues with. Some people said it felt kind of more like a Star Wars movie, which I was kind of okay with because I was like, well, the dude's making the next Star Wars movie, so if it's just going to be even better than this, I'm okay with it. I think basically what people are looking forward with this third movie is they want it to kind of return to the roots of Star Trek, where they're kind of exploring the galaxy, coming across things that they don't know, less of like a war. And I think they kind of set that up at the end of the last movie. You know, they're all in the Enterprise at the end of the second one, and they're basically about to start their official trek. You know, they've kind of been attached to the Earth in the first two movies, but now they're finally going to go out and explore the galaxy for what it is in the third one. And I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm one of the persons, I liked the first one, did not like the second one, but the next one is called Star Trek Beyond. Mm-hmm. And that's what I want people to know is called Star Trek Beyond, and that fits the exploration theme that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely agree with that. So let's hope they go and explore and get away from Earth.
Yeah,
get outside of our solar system, show something we don't know, make us wonder.
Yeah, and plus it really helps for me too, because I'm not too familiar with the TV series. I've seen a couple episodes of the original. I don't think I've seen any episodes of The Next Generation, which some people might gasp at, but I mean, I'm sure it's good. Some people say it is excellent. I haven't seen it yet. I've seen plenty of memes and stuff on YTMND about Captain Picard, and people really like him, so it kind of helps that I'm not too attached to the franchise in general, that I can go in and see these movies and have fun. But you know, I hope they respect the material, because you should always be respecting the material no matter what.
Yeah, we don't even know if they're actually using any material at all. We don't even know. So it's great to be blind.
Yeah. Well. Hey, what else do we not know much else about?
Ghost in the Shell. that's actually something you brought up. You're like, I don't know anything about this. I'm like, I don't either. Except they're filming at the start of 2016.
Yeah, we touched on this, I think, way back in maybe episode 2 of Superhero Slate. Basically, they're adapting the anime Ghost in the Shell with Scarlett Johansson, and I guess Disney is behind it in some form or way. I don't know if they're just distributing it or what they're doing.
I'm pretty sure Disney owns Paramount or something close, so I think they're like one of those Disney shell companies is making it. Mm-hmm. One of the Disney shell companies is making a live action version of Ghost in the Shell. And I think it comes out in 2018, and it's got Scarlett Johansson, and that's about all we know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just kind of hoping it has some sort of intelligence attached to it. You know, Scarlett Johansson has definitely done some female-led action movies recently. I've heard good, bad things about them, very 50-50 on what I've heard. So I just hope it's just not a stupid, dumb action movie, and they're just kind of loosely taking the premise of Ghost in the Shell. I hope there's some smarts to it. You know, it's very heavily technology-based, so I hope they keep to that.
Yeah, and you're right, it was episode 2. Good catch on that.
Mm-hmm.
I would never have guessed that, so congratulations. So on to the next thing, I guess, is actually a kind of funny, another Disney thing, the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Dead Men Tell No Tales.
Mm-hmm.
And we had the first look at Captain Jack Sparrow from that.
Yeah, and you know, if you're a person that's wondering how this fits in the superhero slate, we're going to say, hey, next week you get Ultron, and we got to fill some time, okay?
I would say Jack Sparrow, at least in the first movie, and maybe the second, falls under superhero.
Uh-huh.
He's a pretty cool guy for what he does, but after two, he's had two pretty big, awful movies.
Yeah, I mean, there's no reason we can't touch on it. I mean, I think we talked loosely about the fourth movie at some point in time.
I fell asleep during it. It's the only movie I've ever fallen asleep in the theater during.
Yeah, ever. I mean, yeah, I saw the original trilogy or whatever you want to say, you know, when they were in theaters, because they were really, really big. I mean, these movies were huge, the first three, and I was a little bit younger. I went and saw them, I believe, with my parents because they liked them too. And I had a fun time watching them. But then when I got a little older, maybe a couple years down the line, I went back and rewatched the first three movies. I was like, man, number two and three do not hold up very well at all. The first one is still a really, really good standalone film. But man, those two and three, I haven't seen four yet, so I don't know what they're thinking doing five.
Yeah, it's a franchise, I suppose. But if you want to take your first look at Captain Jack Sparrow, he looks to be all tied up in some business. He looks Johnny Depp.
Yeah, he looks
Jack Sparrow. Same thing.
He looks exactly the same.
Yeah. So have some fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
Another first look is the turtle truck from TMNT2.
Yeah,
I shared this with you, and you seemed to pretty excited about it.
Yeah, man, it's a garbage truck. There's gonna be some CG turtles fighting in and around it. Looks rad to me. Like I said before, I enjoyed the first movie that came out last year. It was fun. You know, don't go in with too many expectations and they'll have a good time. I'm looking forward to the sequel. I think the turtles are funny when they're joking around, just being teenagers that happen to be turtles and ninjas. It was fun. So, and this truck looks super cool. It's definitely an expansion on that, and the turtle van, on the pizza van, that briefly made an appearance in the movie. So I think this just looks like an upgrade. It looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it's definitely a good look, and they're making this movie pretty quick. And like we said, Stephen Amell from Arrow is Casey Jones in it. So you can at least look forward to that.
Beat some people up with hockey sticks, man.
It's true. So that's it for news, actually.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a lighter week. I mean, you guys are going to get hit in the face next week for sure with Ultron.
Yeah, we're going to be so hype. It's not even funny.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of curious if much news is going to come out this week. You know, are people going to want to capitalize on the buzz of just comic book movies in general and drop stuff next week? Or do they kind of want to lay back and be like, Ultron's going to be taking the spotlight pretty much the whole end half of the week. So maybe we don't drop anything.
I tell you, it's going to be a debate if I even want to go on comic book news sites this week to know what's going on. You know, I think I might try to avoid it as much as possible. So,
well, that's going to be different for you.
Yeah, like that's what I do. That's how I spend my evenings, and I'm just going to watch some Shield and some Blacklist, and maybe play some video games to get me through these next like 5 nights. Is it 5 nights? Is it tonight? Monday, Tuesday, four sleeps till Ultron.
Four sleeps. I like how you put that.
Yeah, days, you never know how the days are going to go, but you always know how many sleeps you got. So, we put some notes in here. I could talk about my C2E2 trip real quick.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, it's right now it's almost 11 p.m. here, and I drove 5 hours back today, but it was been a great weekend. We went to Comic UI. We got the big highlights we're going to post. We got an interview with Jonathan Hickman, the current writer of Avengers and New Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
And he is kicking off Secret War this summer.
Yeah.
I got to interview the team for China, Illinois from Adult Swim, including Brad Neely, who did a bunch of internet shorts way back in the day. They're pretty funny guys. They riff off of each other pretty good. Then we got to interview the William Street team, which is responsible for a lot of shows like Squidbillies and Aqua Teen Hunger Force, my favorite cartoon ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to interview Dave Willis, and then he did his Meatwad and Carl voice for us there at the show. And we got to see some episodes early. It was pretty cool.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
And then the actors from this show called Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell were there, and we talked to them, and they're the most awkward but funny guys in the world. And I kind of want to watch their show now because of the interview alone.
Uh-huh.
And then on top of that, I mean, I bought 18 trade paperbacks.
Yeah, I saw the picture, the load that you got. Man, yeah. You had no self-control, just like your brother.
Well, what's really funny is I didn't actually get to go out on the show floor at all because we had a table that we were kind of manning with another guy. And so the only time I bought books was when I walked from the entrance to the table. And so each day I got a bag, and I filled up that bag as I walked to the table. And I'm like, well, that's it for today. But the trades are only $4 at conventions. So, mm-hmm. like, why would you not?
Yeah, that's a good deal. I saw that you picked up Kingsman. I'm interested to see how good that is. I mean, we saw it for the first time in the film. I would expect a film that good would come from a graphic novel even better.
Yeah, I'm excited to read it. I've not read it myself, but I know in the trade, and I'm excited to see how that goes. On top of that, I got signatures from Mark Waid and his wife, Chrissy Blanche. Mark Waid's nice. Famous for Kingdom Come from DC back in the 90s. He owns a comic book shop, actually, in Muncie, Indiana, him and his wife do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's pretty cool that a comic book writer, a high-profile comic book writer, owns his own comic book shop.
Man, he just lives and breathes the stuff.
Yeah, on the edge. And, man, I can't even think of everything else. Like, it's been so much weekend. I've got to recharge the next couple days. And maybe if I think of some stuff next weekend, I will share it. But I'll put a link to our coverage that's yeah. going to come up in the show notes.
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds like you're definitely having a crazy weekend, and it's kind of slowing down for you, so that's good. But, I mean, it looks like we managed to get close to this hour. I mean, if you listen to last week's episode, we definitely went well over the hour. So, yeah, I think we covered what we happened to find this week.
Yeah, definitely. I it's been an interesting week, simply because all the trailers the week before overshadowed everything this week. Mm-hmm. There's just really nothing else huge like that, because all the cards were on the table.
Yeah.
And so, and most of the stuff I was still pulling as we were getting ready to post or getting ready to talk. So this is kind of up to the date news.
Yeah. You know, it's like Ultron is basically a giant meteor heading towards Earth, and we can all see it up there. And it's about to make impact. So it's like, how do we concentrate on anything else except for this giant meteor above our heads? But we have to try, and we've been trying.
Oh, good Lord, have we been trying? Uh-huh. So, yeah. So other than that, Mike, where can people find you at this week?
Well, they can find me at Mike Royer Design on Twitter or Instagram, and you can read my webcomics at pickledcomics.com. What about you, Chris?
You can find me at Valdan, VALDAN on Twitter, or read my stuff on Comic UI, and sometimes Nerd Traffic. Mm-hmm. This week, we're actually done with our countdown to Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. We watched Guardians in the hotel on Friday, actually. And then the fire alarm went off in the middle of it, or at the end, right, like seconds before their dance off.
Oh, man.
So I never went back to it because it was like late at night, but that's just another story for another day.
Well, and of course, you should definitely go to superheroslate.com. That's where you can find all the links to everything. You can find the show notes, keep track of what we've been talking about. Please, you can subscribe to us on iTunes, and of course you can review us over there too. That's the best way to help the show, for sure. But yeah, head on over to superheroslate.com and drop us a line if you want to talk to us about anything. We'll bring it up on the show for sure.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely love when our listeners/viewers drop us notes. Check out our YouTube. We're trying some new stuff again. Last week we were able to put in time codes in the notes and put in images over what we were talking about. So if you want to see what we're talking about, go watch our YouTube.
Yeah, that's a great way to digest us.
So,
Man, I'm going to let you go get some sleep, because you sound like you're about to just drop to the floor.
I honestly think I'm going to edit this in the morning rather than tonight, and then just put it out, and everyone can listen to it tomorrow daytime sometime. So.
Uh-huh. All right, man. Well, good luck with that. It sounds like you're going to hit the hay, and I think I'm going to go eat some dinner.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, bye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to subscribe.